This is Unisa Radio, the African voice. It is all about you. My name is Mamukete Masekwa, and welcome to Unisa Radio. You can always stream us live at unisa.radio.net and at Unisa Radio on all our social media platforms. Now, the Heineken Africa Foundation, through its operations in South Africa, is supporting WaterAid's emergency response to the pandemic with a donation of over 4 million towards a project that will help vulnerable communities project themselves against the spread of the virus. Now, in Gauteng, a collaborative partnership with National Department of Water and Sanitation, the City of Johannesburg and Joburg Water will help secure 20 public hand washing facilities in disadvantaged communities such as Zandspruit, Kliptown and Kaisens. So much needed hygiene items, including sanitary pads, sanitizers and soap, will be provided to vulnerable women and girls in the centers as part of the collaboration with government departments and also the United Nations. And to tell us more about that, I'm joined online by Millicent Maroga. She's a corporate affairs director at Heineken South Africa. Hi, Millicent.
Hi, how are you and how to your listeners?
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us. If you can just tell us, who is the Heineken Africa Foundation?
Heineken Africa Foundation, it is an international NGO that has been set up under the umbrella of Heineken Global Company. The foundation works in Sub-Saharan Africa, and the key focus is on improving sanitation and hygiene in the countries where we operate, more than 10 different countries, as well as dealing with health issues affecting mother and child care.
Now, what really inspired Heineken South Africa to get involved in this course?
So Heineken Africa Foundation, on an annual basis, we fund a number of projects related to sanitation, water, or mother and care, mother and child care, sorry. And this year, we made a deliberate effort to refocus our funding on projects that are aimed at providing better hygiene to communities to better respond to the spread of COVID-19 and to ensure that those communities have the much needed access to water in order for them to be able to respond and to also prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus.
I saw that you worked together with disadvantaged communities such as Zandspruit, Kliptown and Kaisens. What other communities are the main target for this project?
So this project will be implemented in different communities across the country, including rural communities of Limpopo. So we identify communities where the access to water is an issue, and also communities where, for instance, WaterAid has been working in enabling access to water for those communities. So we're starting now in Gauteng, where we are providing hand washing facilities, as you have alluded, and then in the community of Limpopo, it's also about finding sustainable solutions to the water problems of those communities. So our focus is really twofold. It's about making sure that as we are responding and dealing with COVID, communities that don't have water or hand washing facilities, we provide those facilities, with the aim of those facilities, of course, continuing to be used post-COVID. And then, of course, communities that don't have water, find a long-term solution for them to have water, not only because of COVID, but because water is life. So ultimately, with or without COVID, access to water remains a priority in those communities.
That's very true. And I see that you've partnered with the National Department of Water and Sanitation, City of Johannesburg, and Water, and also Joburg Water, together with WaterAid. How did they respond to the call?
So WaterAid is a primary partner in this project. They work in a number of countries. They have expertise on issues of water. And so we're relying on them in terms of bringing on board stakeholders that you've already mentioned, stakeholders that we believe share in the same vision and have the same interest in supporting communities. So everybody plays a role. So if you were to take a municipality like City of Joburg, they will play a role of identifying the sites and making sure that they also provide the much-needed security for these facilities, mm-hmm. and as part of the extended public works and infrastructure development in those communities, mm-hmm. they consider these facilities for long for maintenance of those facilities. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing on board partners that will help us to ensure that these facilities are looked after. There's maintenance of these facilities. Mm-hmm. There's also ongoing education to the members of the community on hygiene and also the care of these facilities. Ultimately, the community has to make sure that they look after these facilities.
Mm. Now, with you mentioned that bring in the collaborative partnerships, and also letting people know about COVID-19. What is it that you would like for communities to take from these projects?
The main thing we want communities to take from this project is that the facilities that we're putting up, whether it's hand washing facilities, mm-hmm. or it's a facility for provision of water, mm-hmm. they have an accountability and a responsibility to protect those facilities, mm-hmm. because it's not the responsibility of just the funders and the other stakeholders, but it is ultimately everyone's responsibility, most of the community. So protect those facilities, make good use of those facilities, mm-hmm. let's not waste the water that's coming out of those facilities. Water is life, mm-hmm. and so therefore we all have a role to play in conserving water, and we all have a role to play in protecting those facilities, mm-hmm. to ensure that they are sustainable, and to ensure that whatever investment we're making benefits the community at large.
True. Now, what other forms of support has Heineken provided to the country since the pandemic started?
So we have provided a number of resources to different stakeholders, but in total we have provided PPE to the Department of Health and other stakeholders, mm-hmm. including our retailers. So retailers would be the Taverners and Shebeens, mm-hmm. we provided a rollout of a PPE, and Heineken a contribution for the PPEs at the range of about ranging about 10 million rands, mm-hmm. and of course through the industry we provided support to South Africans, mm-hmm. to the value of more than 120 million. We've also partnered with NGOs at different communities, as well as our own retailers, where we saw taverners really repurposing their businesses to provide soup kitchen when they were not trading. Mm-hmm. And so where we came in as Heineken was providing groceries to NGOs and taverners that were providing warm meals to communities to ensure that they're able to provide warm meals to more families, mm-hmm. and also on a regular basis.
Mm, nice one. Now, if maybe our listeners want to take part maybe in volunteering or knowing more about what the Heineken Africa Foundation does, where can they go?
So they can go into our website, which is www.heineken.co.za. There is a link of Heineken Africa Foundation there. We are also present on LinkedIn. Those who do have access to LinkedIn, they can follow Heineken and they will see the video there. And I mean, when you talk about people volunteering, I think the main thing around volunteering and creating awareness with water is that people can also visit the WaterAid website, where they can sign up in terms of being ambassadors or sign up on some of the programs that WaterAid does. As I say, they do fantastic work in different communities. Mm-hmm. This is just one of the many programs that they do.
And before I let you go, on the 15th of October, it's Hand Washing Day, yes?
Yes.
World Hand Washing Day. And I saw that you are doing something on that day. Can you please just explain to us what is it that you'll be doing on the 15th of October?
So again, we'll be working with our partner WaterAid, especially in those communities where we'll be rolling out the hand water washing facilities. And there we are going to be educating communities on the importance of hand washing. And I think one of the most interesting things with COVID is how we all thought we know how to wash our hands.
Mm,
up until we learned that it should be minimum 20 seconds and there's a technique to washing your hands. So it's really about reinforcing the community to say, good hand hygiene is very important to make sure that we prevent the spread of germs and viruses. It's about creating that awareness, but also reinforcing the need to wash our hands, especially mm-hmm. for us in South Africa, being at alert level 1. Many of us are now dropping our guard in terms of keeping our hands clean, not touching our faces and so forth. So we hope to use the day to just reinforce the critical messaging around how we can, through good hand hygiene and make sure that we limit the spread of COVID-19.
That is absolutely true. And do you have any social media handles that the listeners can follow?
So if you want to follow the social media handles, I would recommend our listeners to visit the WaterAid website, as well as Heineken South Africa and also Heineken Africa Foundation on the LinkedIn. And that's where you can get the information you want. And also City of Johannesburg or some of our partners would also be activating through the social media handles. So the best would be visit both the Heineken website as well as Africa WaterAid website.
Nice one. Millicent, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and a very good job on the work that, you know, our Heineken Africa Foundation is doing in educating, South African citizens about the importance of good hygiene.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your day. And that was Millicent Maroga. She's a corporate affairs director at Heineken South Africa. And we're talking about the impact that they're doing in communities, in disadvantaged communities to be specific. And, the knowledge that they're imparting, the importance of hygiene, which is very, very important. And I think, with COVID-19, it has really opened our eyes, and also our knowledge into practicing good hygiene, which is really, really, really important. This is UNISA Radio, the African voice. It is all about you.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.